This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every year, dictionaries name a word of the year, a snapshot of how we've been talking and what's been shaping the year just gone. Some words stick instantly. Others spark debate about whether they really reflect everyday life. This year's list has certainly got people talking, especially about how technology is influencing the way we communicate. To talk us through this and why some words resonate more than others, we're joined by Rosalind Peatland, Honorary Associate Professor in Writing at the University of Queensland. Roz, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you.
For anyone who doesn't follow these lists closely, what is a word of the year meant to do?
It's meant to acknowledge the word that's been most prominent in the public's mind and in each particular dictionary's mind. So Macquarie, the Australian dictionary, they chose their word of the year. But they also have a public vote. And this year, unusually, the public voted for the same word that the dictionary people did.
And how rare is that? Is that sort of like one of those occurrences that happens like a lunar eclipse every so often?
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often at all. So it just shows that the choice is very prominent in the public.
Now, I've been teasing our listeners for the past little while about what Macquarie Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2025 was, and it is AI slop. That's right, folks. Mm. What does that phrase actually mean?
Oh, it's the kind of garbage that is generated by AI, and often uninvited. People don't – it just is thrown at you. So it's just rubbish. Rubbish writing by artificial intelligence.
So it's like content people didn't ask for but keep seeing.
Sorry?
It's in a way, it's like content people didn't ask for but keep seeing because it's been generated by this AI.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Low-quality content.
We turn on our computer and it just hits us.
Why?
Out of all the apps, etc.
Yeah. Why do you think AI slop connected with people so quickly?
This year, 2025, it's been overwhelming the amount of publicity coming out of the companies that have AI chatbots. I mean, the main one is OpenAI that has ChatGPT, but there are a few others. And the intensity, it's just been incredible this year, that you could call this year the year of AI. I mean, I've been researching it, interested in it for years, but this year it's just every day I open up my email and there are another, 50 messages about AI.
And that's what made me think. It was where we're most likely to come across when we sort of think of AI slop in everyday life. And that's, as you mentioned, online. It could be work emails. It could be marketing content. I'm guessing also online blogs and articles. So we're sort of like...
There's a real question about whether you can detect something that's been written by, not by a human, but by artificial intelligence. And nobody can be absolutely positive, can say definitively, yes, this was written by AI, because, it's been improving and it's not necessarily evident. And the programs that they've generated to sort of detect AI aren't foolproof. So you get all this controversy about AI. Is this AI or not? And I've had people say to me, a friend of mine is very high up in a bank, and she said, I wrote a terrific email last week. I showed it to somebody, and they said, gee, this is good. Was that written by AI? And, of course, she was highly offended.
Oh, because that's the other thing I was thinking about. Some people might think, if it reads fine, what's the problem? Why does it bother us so much?
Well, I guess we're humans, and we don't like to be bullied by machines.
Yeah. We're chatting with Rosalind Peelan about AI slop, why it works as word of the year by Macquarie's Dictionary, and what our word lists say about how we're really using language. Roz, I asked some of our listeners what word of the year, what's their word of the year, and it can be quite interesting. My word of the year from Sam in Brunswick said is buffering, mentally and emotionally. So that's Rena from Preston said, AI slop nails it. Everything online feels padded out now. And also we've got another message from someone saying, bring back fun Aussie slang for word of the year. So that's an interesting one.
Well, I didn't see any fun Aussie slang this year. Yeah. The article that I wrote, I complained bitterly about how boring it was.
Yeah, because it wasn't the only word on the list. What were some of the other words or themes that came up this year?
Well, before I answer that question, I'd just like to make one more comment about AI.
Yeah.
Not only did Macquarie choose it as their word of the year, but The Economist, Merriam-Webster, the prominent American dictionary, and Macquarie, The Economist, Merriam-Webster, and a couple of the other key dictionaries chose not AI slop, but close to it, with technology, AI issues like vibe coding, where now you can use natural language instead of computer coding to make computer code. Oxford chose rage bait for the kind of posts that people put on Instagram, Twitter, etc., to enrage people, to elicit anger, and to get more traffic to their site. So many were social media technology. Okay, to answer your other question, what other words or phrases? Because it's not just a word. I mean, it's called Word of the Year, but there's phrases, it's punctuation, it's suffixes even, and prefixes. Australian sushi is so banal. Bathroom camping, isolating oneself in the bathroom to kind of get out of work, I think.
Yes.
And the emptiest one, I thought, was blind box, a type of mystery box which contains an unseen collectible toy or figurine.
Wow.
Really, really boring, boring. There are a couple of good ones. I liked ate and left no crumbs for somebody who has done something really, really well. And I quite liked Roman Empire, although it is extremely obscure. When people are asked, you know, what they're thinking about most, that's their Roman Empire. So, yeah. Another technology one I just noticed is Clanker. Clanker used to be just a robot, AI-driven robot, but now it's a very negative term for, chatbots, etc.
Okay, so there is a theme there that is running quite apparent, as you said. It seems to be technology-driven language, social and cultural terms, internet, media-related kind of phrases that we hear bandied about that seem to sort of taken hold in the past 11 and a half or 12 months. Looking ahead, what kind of word would you love to see recognised in future years?
The word I'm seeing absolutely everywhere is vibe.
Okay.
I mean, vibe coding was chosen by Collins, but, it's this vibe, it's that vibe, it's some other vibe. Vibe seems to me to be the word of maybe, I don't know, 2026.
Well, all righty. Well, we're going to keep an eye out for that. We're almost out of time. I really appreciate, Roz, for you unpacking that because I read it and I thought, okay, we need to get an expert in to talk to us about what was the reason behind it and what they think of it. So I really appreciate your time this afternoon with us.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Rosalind Peelan, Honorary Associate Professor in Writing at the University of Queensland.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.